This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of thousands of Coloradans are out of work because of the COVID-19 crisis. CPR's Taylor Allen has been profiling Coloradans and their economic lives right now. Today we meet an immigration attorney from Littleton, south of Denver.
Beatrice Lynch, originally from Chile, has been an immigration lawyer for more than a decade. She describes her income as comfortable.
I really like what I do and I really enjoy helping people, so it was fine. I mean, I could pay my bills and I wasn't terribly worried.
Because of COVID-19, a lot of her court dates have been put off. She hasn't made any money since early March.
I try to keep in touch with my clients and see how they're doing, and I understand. I mean, none of them can pay right now, so I understand, but it's hard.
Most of her clients are on payment plans. When they don't get paid, she doesn't get paid either. Lynch's expenses include her mortgage and her office. She's also a single mom to two toddlers.
I am doing absolutely everything with absolutely no help.
Her son has asthma. His babysitter used to come to the house and watch him, but that's too risky right now. Her parents, who also helped out with childcare, have stopped coming by. And now her children have picked up on her anxiety.
It's so sad because my son keeps asking, Mommy, are you happy? Are you happy? And it's like, it just breaks my heart, you know? It's like I'm beyond stressed out about everything, and I still have to maintain some sort of, like, happiness for them.
She says she has enough savings to float for about 2 months. She's applying for a small business loan. If she gets it, that's $3,000 she can use for her office space and utilities. Her federal stimulus check will help pay for the mortgage and groceries. She hopes that will be enough.
I am super optimistic. I think in life you have to be.
In the meantime, she's playing with her kids and teaching them how to read. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
This is the latest in Taylor's Money Diary series, and you can see more of it at CPR.org. Unemployment claims are way up in Colorado. More than 100,000 people applied for benefits just last week. The state announced yesterday that gig workers and the self-employed, like Beatrice Lynch, will soon qualify for benefits. It's 8:34. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.